Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Hey, welcome. My name is John Drabert. You are listening to the Bible Story Podcast. I am so glad that you have joined me today. Can I ask you a favor? If you enjoy these stories, can I encourage you to share this podcast with your friends? I know when I find something I like, I often share it with my friends, simply because I want them to enjoy and benefit from it too. So, if you like it, share it with your friends. I would really appreciate that. Well, summer is coming to an end. I know it's sad. Up here in Canada, our summers are short, so we try to put as much as we possibly can into a summer. But with the end of summer means the beginning of school, and schools are going to be starting up. And as everyone knows, schools are going to be looking very different this fall. Well, I just want you to know that we are thinking and praying for you if you're a student and parent or teacher. It's going to be a massive change for everyone, and we will all need to be patient and make the best of some changes and probably some difficult situations at times. So we're thinking and praying for you. Well, here's what I'd like you to learn today. Always worship God only. Now, you may say to yourself, who or what else would I worship? Essentially, worship is expressing how great God is. Now, telling someone or others how great something or someone is, good. It's not necessarily worship, but the trouble comes when we fail to keep God number one in our worship, and we begin to express how much higher or greater other things or people are than God. Or when we forget to worship God altogether. Trouble comes when we don't have God in the highest place in our lives. Well, today we will hear the final story in the Daniel series. And now, he is an older man, probably in his 80s. And Daniel is currently serving under King Darius. Darius liked Daniel a lot. And it kind of sounds like they became friends before this whole story took place. Also, Darius made a lot of changes within the kingdom. You know, he divided the empire into 120 provinces, each with a leader. And Daniel and two other people were in charge of these provincial leaders. Now, Darius noticed how well Daniel did in this role, and he had plans to promote Daniel to be in charge of his entire empire. Pretty crazy, right? Like, that's a huge position. Well, jealousy set in on the other leaders. They were angry that the king recognized Daniel and was likely going to promote him. So a few of these provincial leaders got together and began to scheme and plan. They wanted to get Daniel in trouble and killed. So they began to look for things in his work. But Daniel was a hard worker. He did not cheat anyone for his gain, and he had integrity in everything he did. He was trustworthy. They could not find anything to accuse him of, so they devised a plan that would not fail, a plan to ensure Daniel's execution. Now, it's hard for me to imagine the amount of hate in these other leaders. Not only did they wish Daniel to be dead, but they made a plan and they talked about it with one another. Well, hatred usually grows out of fear. So we can assume that as much as these leaders hated Daniel, they were afraid of something. Deep fears that poisoned their minds, and it eventually caused them to do extremely hurtful and hate-filled things. Well, Daniel continued his work and routine with these other leaders watching. Finally, they noticed that Daniel prayed 3 times a day with incredible consistency. So the administrators and high officers went to the king and said, "Long live King Darius. We are all in agreement. We administrators, officials, high officers, and advisors and governors agree that the king should make a law that will be strictly enforced. Give orders that for the next 30 days, any person who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to you Your Majesty, will be thrown into the den of lions. And now, Your Majesty, issue and sign this law so it cannot be changed, an official law of the Medes and Persians that cannot be revoked. King Darius's arrogance got the better of him. He liked the idea of being worshipped and prayed to, and so he signed the law, and the announcement went out throughout the kingdom. Daniel had been under the rule of several kings, not only in Babylon, but in Jerusalem too, where he was born. Now, regardless of the changes around him, Daniel consistently did his very best to honor God. So he continued praying three times a day. Daniel would go to his upstairs room, open the window facing Jerusalem, and kneel down and pray. He would give thanks to God, which some may consider kind of bizarre since he suffered so much difficulty and hardship in his life. Well, soon after the law was in place, the provincial leaders went to the king and told him how Daniel prayed three times a day, even though the law to only worship and pray to the king was in effect. The king knew that any law he put in place could not be revoked or changed. He was devastated to hear that Daniel, his friend, would likely face the consequences. The king spent the rest of the day trying to figure out a way to get Daniel out of this predicament, but he found no solution. Now, I imagine the king felt sick to his stomach and was very angry with his provincial leaders who had tricked him. The day was nearly over, and so the king gave orders to have Daniel arrested and thrown into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve so faithfully, rescue you." With that, soldiers rolled a stone in front of the den, and Daniel was left there all night to be eaten by hungry lions. What a terrible way to die, eaten by lions. That's awful. Now, no one dared to rescue Daniel because the king had sealed the stone with his royal seal and the noble seal, and so they didn't mess with the stone. Usually, the king enjoyed entertainment every evening and into the night. Instead, he fasted all night long and never slept at all. Now, fasting, if you remember, it means to go without food and spend time in prayer. I guess the law did not apply to him because, well, he was the king. Besides, how do you pray to yourself? Is that like talking to yourself, only different and much weirder? I don't know. Well, very early the next morning, the king got up and hurried out to the lion's den. When he got there, he called out in anguish, "Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God whom you serve so faithfully able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "Long live the king. My God sent his angel to shut the lions' mouths so that they would not hurt me, for I have been found innocent in his sight, and I have not wronged you, your majesty." The king was overjoyed and ordered that Daniel be lifted from the den. Not a scratch was found on him, for he had trusted in his God. The king was still very angry with those who had tricked him into signing the law. The king ordered that those leaders and their entire families be thrown into the lion's den. Incredibly, the lions had caught them before they hit the floor, and the lions tore them apart. It is a very gruesome way to die. Then King Darius sent this message to the people of every race and nation and language throughout the world. "Peace and prosperity to you. I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and he will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed, and his rule will never end. He rescues and saves his people. He performs miraculous signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. I love how this story ends. Darius goes from wanting the people to worship and pray to him to worshiping and praying to the living God. Always worship God only. You know, King Darius and his leaders could have avoided a lot of pain and trouble if they had never agreed to the law where the people only worshiped and prayed to the king. Now, you may not think that you are looking for others to worship you, and that's probably true. It'd be really weird if you did. But I would like to challenge your thinking. We tend to want others to see the best in us, and so we share stories, images, or videos that show the world how good or great we are. When exchanging stories around the campfire at work or school, we tend to leave out the fails, the things that don't make us look good. And we highlight the stories that show everyone how great we are. Or maybe we are praised with the amount of knowledge we have, or how funny we can be, or how encouraging we are for others, or how successful we are. And then when we work hard at those things, well, people praise us because they like those things in us. In my opinion, we need to put 10% of the effort of what we usually give to receive praise from others and put all that energy into worshiping God. Imagine how different life would be. We would probably be a lot less cynical, angry, anxious, and a lot more at peace, confident in our relationship with God and our place in this world. Well, it's time for our growth tip, a way for you to grow in relationship with Jesus. Have you ever noticed on social media that everybody shows their very best and they don't show their whole self? You don't ever see a picture on Instagram of a person who just woke up and looks awful, or a selfie of a person with broccoli stuck in their teeth. People show photos and videos of themselves that tell the world how great they are. So here's my challenge to you. Share photos, videos, and stories that express how great God is. Maybe you are not even in the picture or post at all. Do it for a week and see how making posts like this make you feel. And then talk about it with friends or family. Hey, I'm thrilled that you've stuck with me to the end of the story. I appreciate you hanging out with me. Remember, there is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.